This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, welcoming you to the October edition of First Friday Focus on the Environment. This is our monthly get-together with Lisa Wozniak of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, in which we look at important environmental issues from a statewide perspective, of course, with an eye towards the impacts in Washtenaw County. And Lisa, welcome back.
Thanks, David. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Now, today's topic has to do with the upcoming midterm elections. There are a couple of ballot issues we're going to focus on today and explore why they're important to the health of Michigan's environment. Proposal 2, it's called Voters Not Politicians. It would create an independent commission to redraw legislative districts after each 10-year sentence and take that responsibility out of the hands of the controlling party in Lansing. Proposal 3, it's called Promote the Vote. It would amend the state constitution to allow no reason absentee voting, give military members additional time to vote, let citizens register to vote anytime with proof of residency, allow straight party voting, protect secret ballots, and require audits for election results. And that's where we want to start the conversation today. And Lisa, each month we invite in an expert guest to help us make our way through the topic.
We absolutely do. And today our guest is Carrie Moss. Carrie has been the executive director of the Michigan ACLU for 20 years and has recently accepted a position as a member of the senior leadership team in New York, where she is now the director of affiliate support and nationwide initiatives. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, David. Thanks
Thank
so much for having
so
me.
Thank you so much for the time today. We do appreciate it.
I'd like to start our conversation today with voter suppression. It's a topic we have heard a lot about over the last few election cycles. And so, Carrie, how much of the idea of Proposal 3 and Promote the Vote is about eliminating perceived voter suppression in Michigan?
Hi, Lisa. It's a big part of the reforms in this ballot proposal. The goal here is, first of all, to modernize Michigan's election system and make it more accessible to a larger number of people while protecting election security and safety, and to put stopgap measures in place that will protect the ballot box from any voter suppression efforts through no-excuse absentee voting and through same-day registration.
Both Republicans and conservatives, Carrie, contend this is a measure backed by Democrats to sway election outcomes and will ultimately harm the integrity of elections. That's why the group Protect the Vote was formed. Carrie, Proposal 3 does have the backing of the ACLU. Why do you disagree with the Republican and conservative position?
I'm not sure I would say it's a Republican and conservative position. I think there is a small group of people who have organized the Protect My Vote group, but in fact our polling shows that these reforms are equally popular among Democrats, Republicans, and conservatives. So, Michigan, one of the reasons we have to do this is because the legislature has failed to adopt important modernization efforts over the years, and that's why we focus at this point on the people and what the people want. And we know from the polls that we've done that this is a very, very popular set of reforms for all Michiganders.
And Lisa, I want to bring this back to the focus of what this program is,
right?
And that's the environment. What about the potential passage of Proposal 3 does your organization see as a positive for the health of Michigan's environment?
Yeah, that's a great question. And when we actually adopted our strategic plan a few years ago, we looked at these issues we looked at voting access, voting rights as basically one of the key things. What right now, as we see things in Michigan, as there are barriers to voting access and voting rights. So I would argue that if we are adequately going to protect our air, our land, our water, the Great Lakes, we need everyone who is eligible to vote to vote. We need a voting system that works for all citizens in the state. And we need a system that works for people like, you know, working parents who struggle in long lines and faraway polling places and no time to get off of work to go and vote. And we need a system that actually supports people who move jobs frequently or are in the military service. We need to tackle Michigan's dire problems, the drinking water issue with PFAS in the groundwater, our aging infrastructure, failing septics. And if we don't have people feeling like they have access to voting, if they are not getting out and voting because they think there are barriers, we are not able to adequately protect our air, land, and water.
And Carrie Moss, are you in agreement with that position?
Yeah, I would just add that the group of reforms in Proposal 3 are especially popular among rural voters, right, who are living, you know, in the area of our Great Lakes and in northern Michigan, because it can be very, very difficult to get to the polls and vote. I mean, especially if you have two jobs or you're a single parent. So these reforms to make a huge difference in northern Michigan, along the Great Lakes, in rural areas generally.
First Friday Focus on the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. My co-host is Michigan League of Conservation Voters Executive Director Lisa Wozniak. Our guest today is Carrie Moss. Carrie is the former Executive Director of the Michigan branch of the American Civil Liberties Union, now working with the national organization, but remains committed to working on behalf of the Promote the Vote initiative, which is ballot proposal 3 to be decided by voters in November.
I think as part of this conversation, we also have to consider proposal 2. The voters, not politicians measure, as it's known. According to the Associated Press, Michigan is among the most highly Republican districted states, in other words, gerrymandered states in the country right now, based on how the last census was drawn and the districts were drawn. Can Proposal 3 be effective if Proposal 2 doesn't also pass, Carrie?
I like to think of Proposal 2 and Proposal 3 as kind of a 1-2 step for democracy. If Proposal 3 is passed this November, it can have a significant impact on voter turnout in the 2020 presidential election. If Proposal 2 is passed, the Voters Not Politicians proposal, it can have a significant impact on how lines are drawn after the next census. So think of it as a 1-2 step for democracy.
Lisa, I want to ask you a question. Based on the answers that you've provided here today that we've heard from Carrie Moss so far, don't both of these measures present as partisanship at work? Doesn't it have a desired outcome?
It's a great question. It's a question that's posed a lot, and I think it deserves a solid answer. So this is what I'll say. Absolutely not. Not only do both initiatives have support of bipartisan leadership teams, Voters Not Politicians in particular, and I'll let Carrie speak more specifically to Promote the Vote, but there's a Michigan LCV board member who is also a doctor and a former Republican congressman who's on the board of Voters Not Politicians. Alongside Joe Schwartz, that's who I'm referencing, there are a number of endorsements that Voters Not Politicians have garnered. If you go to their website and look, you'll see, you know, well-known names from the past, such as Republican House Speaker Rick Johnson, John Jellema, Nancy Crandall, and Bill Beaubier, all of whom are former Republican state representatives. Rosalind Bliss, the current mayor of Grand Rapids, has her endorsement up there as supporting Voters Not Politicians. Both of these initiatives have, I would say, an enthusiastic array of support from both sides of the aisle.
Let me also add, Proposal 3, our coalition for Promote the Vote includes the League of Women Voters, the NAACP, a number of leaders from the Arab community, also a wide range of endorsements, really strong support among parties.
In referencing back, Carrie Moss, to today's political climate and Proposal 2, do you think it's possible to appoint a redistricting commission that is truly independent?
Well, that's how Proposal 2 was designed. It was a lot of thought and care was put into how do you put together an independent commission that cannot be hijacked by either party. Both of these proposals are really about fairness, about the rules of the game, making sure the playing field is even and fair and equally accessible and reflects the voice and the vote of every person in Michigan.
And Lisa, as our time winds down, I want to ask you one final question. What do you see as the implications if these ballot proposals fail?
Yeah. Well, for redistricting, I think there is more importance than ever in ensuring that there's a balance of power in the halls of Lansing. We need a check and balance to ensure that the broken means by which we've been configuring our districts is not manipulated again by one party in control. So that's incredibly important. It would also be really essential to elect a Secretary of State, frankly, who will take a lead in addressing our voting systems and access in Michigan in ways that office has the ability to do. That position, I would say, is critical, and it's one that's often overlooked. And three, I would say that the infrastructure that's been built by both of these initiatives, it will not go away. The people of Michigan are increasingly frustrated by our current system. They're up and they're off the couch, and I don't see them going to sit back down anytime soon.
And Carrie Moss, what do you see as the best case scenario if they pass?
I think we will see people feeling that they can trust the system again. I think trust has very much been shattered these last couple of years, and people are worrying and anxious about our democracy. I think it will give people confidence again in the system. and inspire them to be active participants in our democracy, which you know very much should be all of our goals.
Carrie Moss, thank you so much for your time today. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
That is Carrie Moss, former executive director of the Michigan branch of the American Civil Liberties Union, and is now working with the national organization and continuing to advocate for the Promote the Vote initiative in Michigan. It will be ballot proposal number 3 when you head to the ballots. Lisa Wozniak, we'll see you in November.
I look forward to it, David.
That is Lisa Wozniak, executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and our content partner in First Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.